Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
So this was Kamala Harris supporters at a teachers union convention. They were asked to talk about Kamala's policies and accomplishments, and it went like this. By the way, I used to go to these leftist events and put a microphone in their face because it just shows how dumb they are, unfortunately. They just know nothing. It's that easy. All you got to do is just let them talk. Oh, we got a technical error here. Okay, well, I warned you about this pen. Sell me this pen. We'll have to come back to that. We got a technical error on the clip. Anybody who's been following my content for years, specifically in 2016, you know we used to go to Trump rallies or leftist events. I'd go out with a crew and a microphone and a camera, and I'd just ask liberals basic questions. Just basic questions. Just hundreds of hours of this content. I mean, you might even argue we created a whole genre of owning the libs on YouTube. It's all been scrubbed and they've banned me, but it was that simple, folks. Liberals can't debate on issues. They don't even know the issues. They don't even know the policies. They don't know the results. They don't know the facts. They don't know anything. All they know is emotion and identity and politics. That's all they know. And they're really good at regurgitating propaganda. So let's do this. Here is a lady talking about how embarrassing the Kamala Harris rally was in clip 19.
Ain't meeting today. Was as cringe as seeing Juvenile do vax that thing up. Was as cringe as watching Mary J. Blige sing about crispy chickens on the Burger King commercial. It was cringe. And I don't give a damn how y'all feel about it. That shit was embarrassing as hell. I'm not mad at Megan because Megan was just getting a check. But when did popping your pussy become something for women's rights? Politics. Coochie crumbs for Kamala. Hoes for Harris. Yo, I'm laughing to keep from crying because this is some embarrassing shit, y'all. Why are y'all voting for this shit, man? Why are y'all standing for this? Come on now, sisters. What are y'all doing? And you know what's crazy? It's like when I go in people's lives and we ask people why they're supporting her, they never have a fucking answer. It's always identity politics, which is by far the worst form of politics.
So, folks, I'm telling you, I'm not sitting here to say, look, we got it in the bag. I'm not sitting here to say, don't worry, the election's over, Trump's going to win. I'm not saying that. We got to play like we're 20 points behind because we are. I'm just saying, do not buy all of this hype into Harris. It's all fluff. It's all fake. It doesn't have staying power. So just don't get all kerfuffled when you see people screaming at a Kamala Harris event like crazy because Meg Thee Stallion is there. By the way, there's all kinds of examples of this. The Quavo post, that lady's videos. There's videos everywhere. Here's Dez Bryant. Throw up the X for the great 88 from the Dallas Cowboys. I think it's a slap in the face to black people who fight for our voice in America. The crowd looked uncomfortable. Have some integrity. Twerking at a rally is wrong. Will never be taken seriously. You basically said the black people who prefer class and professionalism care about acceptance from white people. Your frequency vibration is low. By the way, I'm a proud black man, brother. So, again, and I'm sitting here saying this, too, to the Democrats. Just keep going. I love it. Just keep branding yourselves as the ass twerkers and the fake African-American Harris. Just keep going with it. It's working great. Actually, you know what? I take it all back. The hype is real. Harris is the one. Go. She is just, it's all real. Everybody loves Harris. You're fooling everybody with her. Yep, you've done it.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a wave. We got a wave happening at the Trump rally right now. Meg Thee Stallion waving her. Well, you know. There's a wave going, and Trump is set to take the stage any moment. We'll be monitoring this. When Trump goes live, we'll probably take it live. Here's Trump talking about Kamala Harris. Do we have that clip that I sent you guys? From the interview earlier, Trump talking about Kamala, clip 25. Yeah, go ahead.
You believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile.
Brilliant. And they're all panicked over it. They're all sharing the clip. They're all calling him racist and typing up their stories. Great. Please share that clip everywhere. It's going to hurt Trump so much with the black vote. Man. All right. I got to do this. I got to do this. I cannot help myself. So, and look, I don't know much about Meg Thee Stallion. I'm sure she was cut a check to perform at the Harris rally, and the Democrats are desperate to have all this hype, and they needed a big crowd, so they had to get somebody to fill the arena, and they went with Meg Thee Stallion, who's a popular, I guess she's a rapper or singer, I don't know. And so she did her performance, and she gyrated around the stage, and she was twerking and, you know, doing her normal thing. She performed two songs. Would you guys like to be introduced to Meg Thee Stallion? Because for many of us, this is our first introduction. So she performed two songs. She performed Savage and Body. This is the type of content. These are the lyrics to Body. This is truly genius stuff right here, guys. Body by Meg Thee Stallion. Real hot girl-ish. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big boobies, little waist. Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big boobies, little waist. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Wow. That's award-winning stuff right there. That's lyrical genius. Some more. Would you like some more, guys? Oh, my gosh. This stuff is hilarious. Look at how I bodied that. I ate it up and gave it back. Yeah, you look good, but they still want to know where Megan at. Saucy like a barbecue, but you won't get your baby back. Nice. That was all right. That was a little smooth. See me in that dress, and he feel like he almost tasted that. Num, 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 eat it up. Foreplay, okay, 3, 2, 1. You know I'm the hottest. You ain't ever got to heat me up. I'm present when I'm absent. speaking when I'm not there. That's the Kamala Harris line. All them bitches, scary cats, I call them Carol Baskins, ah. I'm a hot ebony. They gon' click it if it's me. All my bitches been getting these crackers through the quarantine. Bitch, I'm very well on my ish, as you can tell. Any hoe got beef from years ago is beefing by herself. All right, the rest of it gets even worse with the sexual innuendo and cursing. So, okay, that was Meg the Stallion body. Very appropriate for a political rally, I think. I think that's good. We should pander to black people. The Democrats should continue to pander to black people with that type of performance and song lyrics. That's what black people like, Democrats. That's their culture. That's what every black person likes. That's what they're into. You're really resonating with black voters. You finally have figured it out. Keep doing that. This is disgusting, guys. Look, just keep the performance at the rally and not do these music videos. I mean, she's basically just naked in her music videos. So we'll just keep that off the screen. I mean, at least she dressed up in clothes for this one. How about Savage? You guys heard of Savage? I'm that bitch. Been that bitch. Still that bitch. Forever be that bitch. That's your opener. I'm the hood Mona Lisa. Break a cracker into pieces. Had to X some cheesy crackers out of my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash-ish. Vagina like water. I'm unbothered and relaxing. I would never trip on a cracker if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash. You the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, acting stupid. What's happening, bitch? What's happening, bitch? I'm sorry. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, acting stupid. What's happening, bitch? All right. You guys want me to keep going? Again, the sexual innuendo actually gets worse. So, yeah, that's all black people like. And that's the only black culture that exists. And you're really winning over black voters by having those performances at the Kamala Harris rally. I think that's the ticket for Democrats. You're definitely not insulting black people with this over-the-top pandering. And it's totally appropriate for political rallies to have Meg Thee Stallion that has extremely overt sexual lyrics and performances at your rally. It's fully appropriate. I'd say keep it up. Maybe actually, I think she should probably just wear less clothes next time. I mean, let's get the true deal. And tell her not to censor herself either. Let's just get the full deal. And come on. How much do you think she got paid? That's what I want to know. And isn't that, that should be public information. Shouldn't it be? I want to know how much she got paid for that performance. I want to know how much Quavo got paid to show up. That's what I want to know. I think that should be, shouldn't that be an FEC report? So again, look, I don't really care about Meg Thee Stallion. I don't have an issue with Meg Thee Stallion. I don't know enough about her. It's funny though, I did go listen to these songs and I just don't get it. I don't see how this stuff is popular. I don't see any talent there. There's no lyrical talent. There's no musical talent. She didn't even have a good voice. But again, I'm not taking my issue with Meg Thee Stallion. It's just this is hilarious. This is what the Democrats are doing to try to win votes. I say keep it up. It's really working. Hey, it's nice if you want to have people show up to a rally and cheer for Meg Thee Stallion, but you're actually offending people is what you're doing. In fact, there's this hilarious video in clip 11 where you can see some of the people that I guess, they don't know about Meg Thee Stallion or they didn't know she was performing. And it's kind of these older ladies and they're watching her up there twerking and gyrating and they're like, what in the hell is going on? Yeah. See, I can do it, guys. But you know what's crazy? You know what's absolutely insane about this? This is the ass phenomenon out of Idiocracy. And then ass two. That's what this is. This is the culture of ass. So if you've never seen the movie Idiocracy, it's a must see. But when the culture falls apart and the country falls apart, the entertainment is just ass. And the movie is called Ass, and it's just an ass. And so that's, you know, that's where you're at. You don't have to write good lyrics. You don't have to have a good voice. You just have to have an ass, and you just have to show your ass. And that's it. You're talented now. You're a star. You're a celebrity. You're a musician. Ass. That's where we're at. I mean, that's... By the way, you know, Kamala Harris doesn't have a political slogan yet. Guys, what do we think? Ass? Kamala Harris. Ass. Is that a song from her? Jeez, I can't even. It's just so much talent, guys. It's just so much talent. But here are the Harris supporters we were talking about earlier. It's all identity politics with Harris and this guilt trip that, oh, you're a racist if you're white and you don't vote for her, and oh, you're a race traitor if you're not white and don't vote for her. But her policies, ask Kamala voters about that, they don't have a clue.
I'm not sure I know enough about her accomplishments to answer that question.
Kamala has been at the forefront of human rights, civil rights, and LGBTQ rights since she was a prosecutor in California.
I think that the Harris-Biden administration has delivered for working people in so many ways. Infrastructure for the American people, getting us through the challenges of the COVID pandemic, funding for education has been very important.
I think that her biggest accomplishment is how she fights for education and fights for, it's not just teachers, it's everybody who is in the education system.
First of all, to have a female as VP in the White House is incredible and amazing. She has been so inspirational to so many, so I think that's definitely a top accomplishment of hers.
Like leading the nation, empowering women. I know that would sound like maybe not necessarily political accomplishments, but as a female who's going to advocate for women's care and women's rights, that's really important for us and to model that for our daughters. So that's two. The third one would be advocating to ban assault weapons.
Kamala Harris supports our union values. She supports our collective bargaining.
Did Kamala ban assault weapons?
And she supports the power of a union to improve wages for working families across the country.
I think she's a great provider for working people, especially children in this country. With the direction that they want to take the Department of Education, it's vitally important that we save the sanctity of our government when it comes to education
sanctity
and labor.
Of our government.
Well,
our government.
As the vice president, when it comes to women's rights, the rights of human rights, as a matter of fact, education.
Accomplishment and I can speak personally on is loan forgiveness. I was in that first wave of forgiveness with President Biden and Kamala Harris, and when I say that was life-changing.
Okay. Now this is interesting. Pause it right there. Guys, you know, I gotta say, this is actually a very strange thing. So there were people that have had their loans forgiven. I'm not doubting that woman is telling the truth, because I believe even one day we opened up the lines because I was confused. It's like, are people really getting their loans forgiven? And some people called in. They said, yeah, it has even happened to me. So it's all illegal. The loan forgiveness has been deemed illegal multiple times by multiple courts, including the Supreme Court. Illegal. Unconstitutional. Cannot do it. So I guess, so how do we, classify this? So Joe Biden and Kamala Harris committed a crime. By the way, Attorney General Andrew Bailey of Missouri just sued Biden and Harris for human trafficking. So you got that going on, and aiding and abetting in illegal alien transportation. So you got that happening. So that's a crime. So they're committing crimes. But so if the loan forgiveness is illegal and Biden and Harris didn't anyway, is that not a crime? Did they not commit a crime? And what happens with all the payments that have gone out? Do the American people that had to pay for those debt cancellations, a fake term, by the way, nobody's canceling anything, it's just somebody else pays it. Do the American people get refunded? How does this go exactly? I don't know. There could be more developing to that story. All right, let's finish this clip. There's like 60 seconds left.
Well, the first is that she is the vice president. The second, that she was in the Senate. And then also that she was the attorney general.
So that's just a resume.
Is being elected to Congress. That's number one.
Again, this is her resume.
I think breaking some class barriers as being a district attorney. And I just think the way that she carries herself.
She was attorney general in her state. She moved up to becoming, the vice president of the United States.
This is a resume.
So she has definitely she's definitely made her stamp in history of being the first African-American female vice president.
Oh, she's African-American?
First vice president as a woman of color. I think another one of her accomplishments.
So that's just identity politics.
And then the continued support for unions to be able to collectively bargain.
Again, that's not an accomplishment.
Things of that nature.
So, okay. So they can't name any policy accomplishments except for the illegal student debt forgiveness, which was a crime they committed. They cite her resume. They cite that she supports unions. Again, not a policy accomplishment, just a stance. But it's all identity politics. And this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. All right, we are still monitoring the Trump rally in Harrisburg. Should he take the stage, we will carry it live. By the way, Democrats don't even think Kamala Harris can win, folks. This is James O'Keefe, who, by the way, congratulations to James. He just had a big legal victory yesterday. That's what you do when you fight for truth. You get sued all the time. So O'Keefe has a DNC manager on a hidden camera admitting that nobody behind the scenes actually thinks Kamala can win. Clip 21.
I like Kamala Harris, but I don't think she'd win this year.
Meet Joyce DeSears, he, him, the compliance manager to the DNC.
What's your official title?
Compliance manager. My specific job, like the end-all be-all of my job, is reporting to the government how much the DNC raised and where it spent its money.
Saying that she doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of.
She's weirdly unpopular. She doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of because she's vice president.
Joyce DeSears revealed how the DNC gains donations and what tactics they use, including just telling donors what they want them to hear.
When I was doing finance, like fundraising, we just call it finance and politics, you kind of tell a donor what they want to hear.
Which is what?
Whatever they want to hear.
DeSears admits to the OMG citizen journalist American Swiper, you kind of tell a donor just what they want to hear.
You just put on a performance for them, a little show, right?
You just put on a performance for them, a little show, right?
So basically we're just feeding into their fantasy.
Yeah, which... You ever met a rich person? They want their fantasy to be, fed.
So we just take their money and we, smile and nod our head, but, we don't really take their opinions into our strategy.
100%.
So some donors are holding back on writing their checks because they think that the campaign's not doing well? Mm-hmm. Why would they think that?
Looks like, are we having a technical issue here? All right. Go ahead and pull that off the screen there, guys. All right. Technical glitch on that. That's fine. You get the gist of it. It's Democrat workers admitting they lie to the voters. Democrat workers admitting behind the scenes nobody actually thinks Kamala can win. And they just sell donors lies so they can get their money and then hopefully get their vote. So, you know, it's Democrat Party politics. It's nothing. It's typical for them, really. That's what it is. And people are actually racing up to the bigotry of the American left. And that's what it is. If there are any bigots in this country, it is American liberals. People are waking up to that. And so here's one lady explaining it because she people can't believe she supports Trump because she's not white. And so here's her response in clip 23.
Don't his supporters want people like you deported? Who are people like me? A minority? So do you just assume that every minority is here illegally or not an American citizen? I'm actually born in Denver. So are you referring to the fact that they want to deport me back to Denver? Or are you talking to my parents? Because my parents did migrate here legally during the Vietnam War, but they became citizens over 20 years ago. So I don't know who you're talking about when you say people like you. See, that's the problem behind liberals. If you let them talk long enough, they'll reveal to you everything that they claim Donald Trump is. And the fact of the matter is, when you guys constantly talking about how Donald Trump wants to deport all these immigrants, he is trying to deport people that are here illegally. You guys all claim you're all about law and order, and that's why you're going to support Kamala Harris, because she was a DA prosecutor, and supposedly Donald Trump is a felon. But yet, you're okay with illegal immigrants coming in unlawfully. And when Donald says he's going to fix it and make it a lawful country, you're getting upset. And then you're coming in and accusing and assuming, because I'm a minority, I must be here illegally. So you must think that about all minorities and people of color, right?
Yeah, they're American liberals. They're bigots. All right, we're monitoring the Trump rally. We may be able to pick some of it live here. I do have some other news stories to cover either way. Folks, if you know me, you know one of my favorite ways for extra energy and focus and mental clarity before doing a three-hour show is BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I like it before I do a three-hour broadcast, but if you got a big project coming up, if you got a big presentation coming up, you need to study for a big exam, go with BrainForce Ultra, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the mental energy, the mental clarity for you. Take your focus and mental clarity to the next level. Stop getting your energy from toxic sources. Many energy drinks and other products are loaded with artificial ingredients, but not BrainForce Ultra. It's a serious source of real energy you can feel good about taking every day. BrainForce Ultra has more than twice the servings and even stronger proprietary super formula than the original BrainForce Plus formula. It's packed with powerhouse ingredients like guarana seed, alpha GPC, green coffee bean, Eleuthero root, herba mate leaf, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, and ashwagandha root. Support yourself and the InfoWar. Get BrainForce Ultra today for 40% off before it's gone. All 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Read them for yourself or take my review. I'm telling you, mental focus, mental energy, big project, big presentation, got to study, got to do a three-hour broadcast. BrainForce Ultra, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some BrainForce, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of BrainForce, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with BrainForce Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Obama do that. Think Michelle Obama could pull that off? Okay, folks. We're monitoring the Trump rally. We'll take it live. Should Trump go on the stage. Look at how crazy these liberals are in the media, like Molly Zhang Fast. And it just shows they don't do their own research. They don't even know what they're talking about. And these are just shameless people. And I'll explain more of this with the history that we already know in recent years about how just disingenuous and shameless these modern-day liberal Democrats are. Listen to what Molly Zhang Fast says about J.D. Vance here on MSNBC, clip 22.
The stats are there. More and more Americans choosing not to have kids, which again emphasizes why J.D. Vance's comments right. about childless Americans, childless cat ladies,
right.
could be so politically damaging.
Well, so what's interesting is this is this natalism that comes from an authoritarian playbook, right? That there need to be more white children, right? That's the idea that there's, you know, this is about great replacement theory racism, right? This is what this is. So don't misunderstand it for him wanting more children. He wants a certain kind of, you know, racist thing.
He wants a certain kind of racist thing. So in a 20 second soundbite, Molly Jong Fast tells like 100 lies. So I'm just curious there, Miss Jong Fast, have you seen J.D. Vance's wife and kids? Just curious if you've seen his children or his wife. I'm going to guess you haven't. So you're just another ignorant asshole on TV. But then she takes the whole thing out of context. This isn't about race or identity. This is about people who have no investment in the future, aka no children. That's what it's about. This is about people who have no children, therefore don't have that investment in the future and don't have that instinct to leave a better world for their kids. That's the context. And J.D. Vance's wife is Indian. You liberal a-hole. And, you know, it's just amazing, isn't it? Because I saw that clip, and it's just like, you know, these people are just truly jerks. And when it comes to politics, they have no shame. They have no guilt. They have no tether to reality or ethics. Nothing is off limits. They will make up anything. They will lie about anything, and they will all go along for the lie. They will all engage in massive charades and massive propaganda operations, even though it's entirely fictional. You know, a great example. Remember what they did to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who also a liberal showed up to his house with a gun to try to kill him? Yeah, the media buried that story. Remember what they did to Brett Kavanaugh during those hearings, disrupting the hearings, bringing up false witnesses? Remember what they did to him, accusing him of gang rape, all kinds of absurdities, and they all lined up, and they all got behind it, and they all chanted it, and they all repeated it in the media. Just outright lies. These are sick people. And so you have to understand, this is the dangerous psychology of the American left that we're dealing with. They don't have any connection to reality. They don't have any connection to ethics. They don't have any groundedness that you and I might have of a conscious or a tether to, hey, let's do the right thing. Let's act in good faith. Let's not lie, cheat, and steal to win. They don't, that does not exist in their psychology, folks. It's truly alien. And who knows? I mean, look, the thing is so crazy. Maybe it is literally an alien invasion. I mean, maybe we are in an alien invasion movie and these people are wearing skin suits, or it's interdimensional beings or aliens that have gotten into their bodies and have conquered their souls. And it's just, I mean, because this is psychology that is so unfathomable to a normal person. This is a psychology that is so unfathomable to you or to I. And that's what they do. Oh, we don't like justice. We don't like Brett Kavanaugh. We don't want him on the Supreme Court. So let's call him a gang rapist and let's riot in Washington, D.C. over it. You sick freaks. Doesn't matter. They all know it's fake. hey, I don't like J.D. Vance, so I'm going to call him a racist, and I'm going to say he just only wants there to be white kids. He's married to an Indian woman, you bitch. Excuse me. It's like, if it's just, I'm a person that likes a fair fight. I'm a person that, if I'm going to go into a boxing ring with you, I want us both to have the same weight gloves. I want us both to have the same rules applied to us. But that's not how the left operates. They go in there, they put razor blades in their gloves. They get to wear heavier gloves than you. They probably grip rolls of pennies. They get to use elbows and low blows. If I go and play a game of basketball, I want both of our rims to be the same circumference. No, not the American left. Their rim gets to be 20 feet around. So these people don't even play by the rules. And they don't have the same makeup of you, of just wanting to play fair, wanting to be honest, and wanting to win in a fair competition. But see, okay, I mean, maybe if you try to understand this psychology, it's that they know they can't win in a fair competition. And so this is what they resort to: lying, cheating, and stealing. Lying, cheating, and stealing. Those are the three pillars of Democrat Party politics. Lying, cheating, and stealing. And yeah, I mean, I guess then you got the truly demented side of it, like trans kids. And it's just outright child abuse. Man. Oh, and they're also nasty people. A guy goes to a Kamala rally in a Trump shirt and a Trump rally in a Harris shirt. And how do you think he was treated by each audience? Clip two.
Watch as this guy goes to a Biden protest in a Trump shirt and a Trump event in a Biden shirt. You can clearly see the difference between Trump and Biden supporters.
I'm right into the Biden protest with the Trump shirt.
Get your ass across the street.
What the f*** is everyone so hostile?
Go over there with your people.
You guys are my people.
No, you're not.
Biden says children, not Trump. No, no, stop. Don't snitch. Stop. I'm blending in. No.
Why is everyone so angry?
I'm just walking. Dumb or stupid?
I'm just walking the sidewalk. You see how much hate it is over here? It's a public sidewalk. I feel like I'm gonna get jumped out. Oh. So when you poured water on me, did it make you feel happy?
Yeah.
I have to change shirts. Can I hide behind you?
Okay.
I was feeling crazy today. Hey, come on. It's just so much more respect over here. I'm here for my favorite president, Biden 2024. I want to sniff children.
So, again, you go to a Democrat event in a Trump shirt, you're going to get assaulted. You're going to get spat on. You're going to get insulted, and it's just going to be obscene. You can go to a Trump event in a Democrat shirt, and people will shake your hand and hug you and try to talk to you. So, I mean, it really says a lot, doesn't it?
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the info war that defends and support Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you! Yes! Yes! Yes!
When President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear, he immediately popped back up and said, fight, which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. but it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing Never Surrender Trump Fight, Fight, Fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing, and you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big story nobody's talking about. Where is Joe Biden? Has anybody seen Joe Biden? Does anybody know who Joe Biden is? Where is the president of the United States? Seriously.
Just a disappearing act. Just gone. Who's running the country? What is Joe Biden doing? Where is Joe Biden? In the last 2 weeks, seriously, what have we seen from Joe Biden? He was at an event in Nevada, and then he canceled an event, said he had COVID. Then he was wandering around the White House sniffing people, and Jill had to stop him, reminding him that he faked COVID or whatever. Then he just disappeared for days, dropped out of the race in a forged letter, did a recorded statement, a five-minute statement about dropping out. And, I mean, we really haven't seen or heard from Joe Biden in 2 weeks. Oh, that's right. Oh, they shut down the city of Austin. He showed up in Austin for an event. I guess he spoke for like 10 minutes in Austin. And then has he been seen since? So in the last 2 weeks, we've had a canned dropout video and then a 10-minute speech in Austin. 2 weeks of activity from Joe Biden. Well, okay, here we go. Biden announces new rules to make millions more eligible for student debt relief. All illegal. all illegal. All illegal. Yeah, buying votes is what they're doing. They're buying votes. These people, they're so fake, and they fall for anything. By the way, there was a liberal cope going around because Christian conservatives were offended at the mocking of the Last Supper that we saw on display at the Olympics. And it's just too bad that the left just has to ruin everything. Well, and they're saying, oh, look, these fake Christians, these fake conservatives, they got mad at the Olympics, but they don't even care about their own Donald Trump mocking the Last Supper. Whole thing was a lie. Whole thing was a lie. And here it is being debunked in clip 20.
Look, I'm just going to say this plainly. Liberals are f-ing weird. So shit like this has been going around all over TikTok and Twitter. Chris Nelson says, remember when this was going around a few years ago? Where was the outrage? What about a picture where Trump is portrayed as Jesus at the Last Supper? You got the same thing from what the f-ing GOP. For all the MAGA motherfuckers crying about the Feast of Dionysus, saying that it was actually about the Last Supper, and that they are boycotting our athletes in the Olympics because it offends their pretend religious beliefs, can you please share this with them and ask them what they think of this bullshit? Again, the whole idea is that was going around a few years ago. Conservatives just ignored it. Except liberals, there's a thing called a reverse image search. And before 2 days ago, out of the 69.2 billion images on the internet, there were zero matches. Image was created less than 48 hours ago. That's why conservative Christians didn't freak out about it. Because it didn't exist. How much shit will you just make up to feel better about yourself? I said before in an earlier
there's
video,
no limit.
Liberals, you don't have to defend the Last Supper at the Olympics.
There's no limit. All right. That's enough from the older millennial. Now, by the way, I understand people are boycotting the Olympics, and that's fine. Make your choice. I happen to like the Olympics. I think it's a patriotic thing, and it's unfortunate because a lot of these athletes are great Americans and great patriots. And so you kind of feel bad that because of this stupid liberal leftist satanic display that France had to put on at the opening ceremonies that people are boycotting and tuning out for the Olympics, which I completely understand. Totally get it. But, you know, there have been some great moments. And specifically, I was proud when the U.S. women's gymnastics team won gold and showed great patriotism and ran around with the American flag and took pictures with the American flag, showing pride in the country. There was a great uplifting moment where the U.S. men's gymnastics team, who I don't know the last time they got a medal, it's been a long time, and it's just this incredible moment of this one guy who's on the team, who's like this nerdy outcast type of guy, and the only event he does is the pommel horse. So the whole Olympics, he's just sitting over there lonely with his glasses on. I mean, just looks like a nerd, plays with Rubik's Cubes. And then he gets called on to do the final event to win a medal. And he nails it. And it's just like, and then they win. And then they're waving the American flag and chanting USA. And the whole audience is chanting USA. So it is unfortunate. I get why people boycott it. I totally get it. But I just got to say, there have been some great moments of patriotism. And, you know, a lot of these athletes, they come from small town America. They come from rural America. They're probably more like you and I than they are like the left. So it's just unfortunate that people are missing out on some great moments from great Americans that the left had to just spoil like they do everything else. Like they do everything else. But figured I'd give you an update. I think I haven't checked the medal count. The U.S. always does well. I think they're doing pretty well. But no, when the girls won gold and they immediately grabbed the American flag and ran around with it and made sure every picture that they took, they had the American flag. Yeah, these athletes don't kneel for the anthem. These athletes don't insult the country. They lead the audience there in chants of USA. They're not political. And so I just figured I'd give you an update there. Meanwhile, By the way, you know, if you want to see like the greatest Trump video, I've been holding on to this. Let's play just clip one here. Bryson DeChambeau, a top American golfer, he does this thing called Break 50, where you do a two-man scramble. You try to break 50. He did it with Trump. This whole video is incredible. Here's a short excerpt of it, clip one.
Oh, yeah. Get up there. Get up. Yes. Yes. Way to go. That way, partner. Do I even have to hit? Oh, my gosh. Okay. He was walking it in. 7-iron. Oh, be good.
Man, is that good.
Be good.
Wow. Okay.
I'll take that all day. Those are two great shots.
7-iron level. I'll tell you, when you're uphill, it's much longer.
It is.
You know, it's.
But you hit a great drive there. I played it like 220.
Yeah.
That was kind of my thing. 210 to play 220. Do a nice driver on the green. Should be good. And then I hit a nice 7-iron up there. You've hit it inside me a couple times today, actually.
This could be, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, look at that. I think you might.
Those are two good ones. It was more. It was more at the pin, but
I think you might be closer. Can you believe that?
who's closer?
Oh my goodness! What a shot! Nice.
That's great.
Well, eagle opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's get it back.
Wow! Look at these shots. Who's inside who?
I think the president hit it inside me. This is one of the greatest shots I've seen in a long time. Drove it to 4 feet. That's unbelievable. There you go. Nice.
Trump hits an eagle. On a par four, Trump hits an eagle.
Off like a boss. Walked off like a boss.
So, let's see Joe Biden. Let's see Joe Biden on a par four. He'd probably have to hole out because he'd be max stroking. So, look, if you're a golfer, it's a fantastic watch. But if you want to see probably the realest Donald Trump, watch that video. I mean, the guy talks about trees. He talks about music. He's talking golf. He's talking kids. He's just as real as it gets. I mean, that's the real Donald Trump. That's the real Donald Trump. If you want to see who Donald Trump really is, I suggest watching that video. But, you know, the left hates him. And even after the assassination attempt, Green Day, during a concert, where they have a voter registration booth at their events, by the way, does a depicted decapitation of Donald Trump at their concert. And then they register Democrats to vote. So even after the assassination attempt, Democrats are still doing that garbage. So that's what you get there. All right, we are out of time for today. Is Elon Musk going to fight Maduro in Venezuela? They've both agreed to a fight. Trump rally coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them. Every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And there, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. Like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great, get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there's no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we've given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan are servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.